Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Well, as I mentioned before the break, boomers are embracing technology as much as younger folks, but what if we need some help and would rather have assistance in the comfort of our home? Today's guest is Sean Marino, a.k.a. Computer Tutor. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you for having me here, Rebecca. I'm glad to be here.
I am very glad to have you here as well. Well, I read in a PC World article recently that boomers are not new to technology. Now, why is that?
Well, they actually have been using some of the current forms of technology. It really goes back quite a few years if you think about using the ATMs. You know, there's the touch technology that is so prevalent today and on smartphones and on tablets and on some computers themselves. So people are actually have been using that technology for some time, specifically in the example of ATMs, if they're conducting transactions for bank activity.
And we've all done that. We just hope that when we touch that ATM, some money comes out or that there's some money in there, right?
Exactly.
So we have grown up, I guess, in a sense, as young adults, adults, middle-aged adults with technology in our lives. Now, I am someone who sometimes I love technology, sometimes I really don't like technology. So if I don't like new technology, it has to be bad technology, right? It's something hard to understand and I'm not having fun. Or is that true?
Well, there sometimes can be a bit of a learning curve, and that's going to vary due to many factors. Some individuals simply will grasp certain concepts more quickly than others. Sometimes it's simply a matter of a poor design, whether it's a particular device such as the ones we mentioned, a phone, a tablet. The operating system, you know, they're all created by various manufacturers, and some are more smartly designed than others. Some are more, to use a common phrase, user-friendly. They're easier to use and to learn how to use. So there are a number of factors that really will contribute to how quickly someone can pick up using a new device and a new technology.
Okay, so I want to learn more about new technology because I want to stay connected with my friends. Is that a good reason?
Absolutely. And, you know, most of the people who have contacted me are middle-aged people and seniors. And in a lot of cases, they haven't grown up in the same sense that the younger generations have with technology, where it was always part of their life. Mm-hmm. And so with technology changing so quickly and so frequently, it seems there's always something new to learn. So a lot of times people just need help. Maybe they're acquiring a new job position. Mm-hmm. And maybe they haven't used the computer for a while, or they maybe learned a certain basic functions, but now they need to use some advanced programming or different software. Maybe they're working with spreadsheets or PowerPoint or word processing or something that maybe they haven't done in the past. And so now they need help with it, maybe because they either never used it or they used it but haven't done so in quite a while, and there have been a lot of changes. So that's one of many areas that I can help these people.
That's a very really good point. One of my sponsors for Let's Talk Boomers, and those of you just turning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I'm talking with Sean Marino, a computer guy. One of my sponsors for Let's Talk Boomers is Deborah Whitfield, and she has a quote that she says, which is, boomers want to start the next best chapter of their lives. And so a better understanding of technology will enable us to do that, right?
Exactly. And I can give you a specific example in addition to the ones we just talked about. A lot of times people will contact me and they want to keep in touch, and more specifically, want to send and receive pictures of from their kids and grandchildren.
Oh, definitely the grandchildren, yes.
Absolutely.
They want to see the grandchildren.
So that's becoming more and more a popular activity. And so now with the various devices that are available today and the methods by which to view these pictures and send these pictures, that's something that people don't want to be left behind with.
Well, and this is how you can help, Computer Tutor, because you give that one-on-one assistance. I really like your motto, learn at your own pace, learn at your own place. So give the listener out there some examples of what you mean by that. In addition to photo sharing, which comes to mind pretty easily, you do some other assistance.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought the motto to the front, because when I was developing the business, and that was about 6 years ago, it occurred to me that two of the things that would probably be most important to someone who would benefit from my services are the pace at which they work and the convenience of where they work with the technology. And so learn at your own pace. You know, I've found that many people who sometimes take classes and have class instruction, and in that format, while there certainly are some advantages to it, sometimes the people feel maybe a little bit left behind. Maybe they feel the instructor is moving along too quickly, and so they feel that they're holding people back, and so they can't work at a comfortable pace, and maybe they get a little frustrated because they're getting lost, and maybe they need a little bit more one-on-one attention. And also, learn at your own place. You know, I try to remind people of the convenience. You know, they have devices that maybe have multiple cables and wires and connections. And so it's simply a lot more convenient where they don't have to disconnect everything, pack it up, get in their vehicle, travel somewhere, and then go back home and reconnect everything. So people like the convenience of working at their own pace and working at their own place, where we work right on your own computer or devices, whether it's your home or business.
Well, and I'm one of those folks who I am not going to do well in a classroom setting on a computer I'm not used to. I'm already intimidated by the whole thing. So if I can have my laptop in the comfort of my home office one-on-one, that's going to work a lot better for me. So I think it's wonderful that you've recognized that need and that you, with your company Computer Tutor, can do that. Now, what if I'm going to get really kind of brave and want to do Skype or Twitter? Is that something you can help me with? And should I do that?
Absolutely. Skype is becoming more and more popular. And for those listeners who might not be familiar with it, it's a way of video conferencing. So you can see and speak in real time with someone who can be someone across the street, in another state, or out of the country. The software is really remarkable. And the equivalent, by the way, for someone who is an Apple user or using a Mac computer or an Apple device is FaceTime. They're very similar programs. Essentially, they are video conferencing software. So this allows users to have, a direct video call, so you can see and hear with an individual. And so that's even better than sharing pictures.
Yes, it is. I wish I could learn to do that. I think I'm going to try after this show. I'll let you know out there how I'm doing. Again, this is Let's Talk Boomers, and I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking with Sean Marino, Computer Guy. And I know if you have been listening, how can I get hold of Sean? Well, here's a phone number. I want you to jot that down. It's 793-3262, and he has a wonderful website, computerguysc.com.
Now,
computertutor.com, sc.com. I'm going to say that one more time, listeners, computertutorsc.com. Thank you so much, Sean. Well, now let's talk about smartphones, okay? Mine is smarter than me. I was looking at it, actually. I think that's why I was messing up that website, because I'm watching it right now. I'm afraid it's going to do something like ring, and I don't want it to ring. So let's talk about our smartphones. How can we outsmart them? Can you help us do that?
Well, I can definitely help people get started on the right path with that. Some people say, I don't have a smartphone. I have a dumb phone. But no matter what level of technology their phone is, there are some really important things and basic things to do when you start using your phone. And some of that relates to not only getting familiar with the various controls and features, because they really are quite amazing and quite powerful and capable in terms of what they can do. But it's also important to set up some basic security when it comes to using your smartphone or a tablet in terms of how you can access it or whether you want to prevent someone else from accessing it. So both in terms of getting familiar with these devices and in terms of setting them up so that they're a little bit more secure and less likely to be hacked, that's something I'm often asked to help people with.
And with my smartphone, all of my devices, my sons were giving me a hard time the other day. Mom, you haven't updated your smartphone like ever. So is that something I should be doing, is updating my smartphone?
Generally, yeah. The updates oftentimes will be specific to the software. And oftentimes it's about enhancements in the functionality, but more and more they're related to security. There maybe have been some bugs or some glitches or some holes or vulnerabilities that need to be patched. And so generally, unless it's been discovered that there's some real problems with an update, generally it's a good idea to get the updates installed as soon as possible.
So a little bit of a recap here, listener out there, Sean, computer tutor, can help you learn at your own pace, learn at your own place. These different programs available on our computers, Facebook, FaceTime, depending upon your operating system. You can learn to Skype. He'll help you with your other devices, your smartphones, your tablets, to get the best use out of them. We're emphasizing the importance of backing up your data. I'm hearing that from you as well.
Yeah, that's something that people, it still surprises me, the extent to which people don't back up their data.
Guilty as charged.
A lot of people, for some reason, I think they still think it's inconvenient or they don't.
It takes time.
Well, I guess they feel it takes time and they don't sense the importance. But as soon as they have some maybe computer crash or hard drive crashes or they lose their device, all of a sudden they think, oh, I should have backed up my data. So that definitely is important to do.
All right. Now, we've talked about you coming to someone's home and helping us learn the devices that we currently have. Can you help the listener who wants to purchase something and doesn't even know where to begin? There's just so many choices.
Definitely. And that's something I am often called for because, you know, the rate at which these devices and the various forms of technology change is just, at a lightning speed. And so it's really difficult to keep on top of what's out there, what's current, what's coming, what's right down the road. And so, I keep on top of these things. I literally on a daily basis, I'm reading various sources of information that provide updates on what's coming out and maybe what to avoid and what to lean towards in terms of purchases, whether it's some combination of a computer, tablets or a smartphone. There are so many choices, so many options. So I can definitely help someone steer them in the right direction and narrow down their choices so that they can get that equipment and device, whatever they need, that's best for their needs and also fits within their budget.
And you're giving those listening today to Let's Talk Boomers an opportunity, a very generous opportunity, to learn about what Computer Tutor can do for them. And listen up, this is a very, very nice gift certificate. There are two of them, actually, that you're giving away today, Sean, correct?
That's correct.
So they're each a $55 value. They're a one-hour help session. Sean serves the greater Charleston area, and I'm going to give you a phone number to call in just a minute. First, I want to repeat that website where you can find Computer Tutor, and it's computertutorsc.com. And now here is Sean's phone number. Be the third and fifth caller. Have a chance to get one of these great certificates. Great Mother's Day gift. All right. Mom's complaining. I don't know how to I can't talk to my grandchildren. I can't Skype. Well, here's a way to take care of that for mom. And here's the number that you need to call. And I want to thank you, Sean, before we say that number. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
Very glad to have you on Let's Talk Boomers. And here's that phone number. It's 843-793-3262. 793-3262. Be the third or fifth caller and get one of these wonderful gift certificates. Computer tutor, Sean Marino, thank you so much again for being here.
Thank you, Rebecca.
We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm with Rick Durkee of the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what do you mean by income planning?
Well, Rebecca, thanks for having us on the show again today. And each week we try and bring a pertinent topic as a sponsor for your show. Income planning, really, when it comes to retirement planning and income planning, the number one concern of all retirees is that their money doesn't run out before they do. So we want to make sure that you have a written plan, that that plan will address where you're going to take your money from the different sources to create your income plan, how is that going to be taxed, and then what do we have left to still grow for future income or perhaps for estate planning needs. You want to make sure that you have a certain amount of guaranteed income, income streams that you are guaranteed that you can't outlive. That would be like setting up a pension arrangement. The old pensions where you used to have a guaranteed amount that guaranteed for your income as long as you lived, and then also your spouse if you wanted that to continue in the event of your death. So guaranteed income streams are very important. Use insurance company annuity contracts to provide that guaranteed income. And then you also have, as I said, you have your other money that's still working for you that's accessible to create income for you, either to supplement your guaranteed income streams now or down the road, use these pools of money that you have set up invested different ways other than guaranteed income because they're liquid. They're available for you to pay for the unexpected things.
Well, thanks, Rick. And you can learn more about Rick and his team at the Coastal Financial Planning Group by listening to Rick every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on WSE with Money Matters, followed by Retire Right. And you can find Rick at cfpgroup.biz or call him 735-5065. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you.
Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.